My grandmother, also my best friend growing up, was a very traditional, hardworking Dutch woman. Dutch was her heritage, and Dutch is my heritage. In that, she was one of the cleanest people I've ever met. You could eat off her floor any day. She scrubbed her floor on her hands and knees into her 80s. Her house was always spotless. Her yard was spotless. She would touch up her picket fence with paint on the regular. And she had a pet peeve. Dirty restaurant windows. I can still hear her. She passed away when I was 22. I can still hear her talking about restaurants with dirty windows. She would not even open the door to a restaurant with dirty windows. I would not exactly want her to see my homemaking abilities. They do fall short of hers. Plus, I have kids, boys, and dogs. But just saying, dirty restaurant windows. That was her pet peeve. One of her pet peeves. She had more than one. I think about that and laugh, but I think about the verse in 1 Corinthians that says, "Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now we know in part, but then shall we know even as also we are known." It's frustrating to try to see something clearly that you can't. A glass darkly. In Bible times, they did not have mirrors. They had polished brass. They had other things they could look into to see a similitude of a reflection. But mirrors were not clear, crystal clear mirrors were not invented during Bible times. A glass darkly. Also, I think about the culture of an unmarried woman in the Middle East culture. They would need to stay behind dark glass and not be seen by the general public. They looked through a glass darkly from their homes or their palaces or things like this. I'm thinking of like all the wives of Solomon or the concubines of King Xerxes and the Esther situation. They stayed behind a glass darkly. People did not see them. They were kept from the eyes of the general public. So seeing through a glass darkly, whether that conjures up dirty restaurant windows to you or whatever, it is not being able to see plainly. That brings about some questions. When you can't see something very plainly, you're going to live with a lot of questions. I just want to encourage all of us as Christians. That feeling you have on the inside that you just wish you had an answer to something, or you just wish you understood a little bit better, or you just wish things were a little more clear. And sometimes we might get into our minds that it's because we're not good enough Christians, that we don't have enough wisdom, that we don't understand things, that if we just were in our Bible more, we would comprehend. And definitely, I think we should be in our Bible more and definitely spend more time with the Lord. And it does bring wisdom and knowledge and understanding. But know this, we're never going to see face to face. We're never going to have full answers. There is always going to be that element of not understanding as we live as fallen humanity until heaven. That's when we see face to face. That's when the misunderstandings, the confusion, the questions are taken away. That's one of the beautiful things about eternity. But do not feel that it is a reason to quit, to be depressed, to feel discouraged, that you live with some confusion, some lack of understanding, some desire for more than what you have in knowledge, in wisdom, because that is going to be with you throughout the entire Christian life. It's not going to be 100% that it makes sense, that you are sure of everything. That's not how God designed for us to live until heaven. He designed us to live through faith. Faith will be taken away when we have certainty, when we have the presence of God in heaven. We will have some doubt every day. Don't despise that. Just accept it. Don't use it for a reason to walk away from the Christian faith, because it is our constant companion. It is why we need God. It is a blessing and a benefit, because we don't act on complete understanding. We act on faith. And that bit of confusion, doubt, questioning, uncertainty, seeing through a glass darkly, that is what allows us to give God what he loves, our faith. That's what allows us to please him, because we cannot please him without faith. So lean into that feeling. Lean into that uncertainty and use it to propel you continuously back to the Lord, to acknowledge, I need you. Without you, I can do nothing. With you, I can do all things. Always tie to the Lord. Always leaning on Jesus. That is our friend, that feeling of question, incomplete, misunderstanding sometimes. You know, sometimes we think, why can't all Christians just get along and love each other and see things the same way? We all have the same Bible. It's part of seeing through a glass darkly. We are all using our human minds. So all that we have to do is just walk our own walk. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Just walk our own walk of faith with the Lord and be content with that until we see him face to face. And that will be the glass we can see through clearly. Won't that be a beautiful, wonderful day? It's coming soon. I'm so excited about heaven. Thinking about heaven, have a great week, friends. Walk in love, loving God through loving others.